Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Matthias. St. Matthias is the alternate apostle. He was the one that was not one of the original 12, but was chosen, as we heard in the first reading today, to take the spot of Judas Iscariot after he had betrayed Jesus. I think we're familiar in life that whenever there are selections that are made, there are always those that make that first list, and then there's someone who is the alternates, right? The ones who, if an injury or something happens, they're going to be the first up after that. That's basically what St. Matthias is in today's gospel, is that he has that kind of a role. And part of what St. Matthias teaches us is that sometimes if we're ever in that place in our lives when we're one of those alternates or one of those substitutes, we can almost feel like, man, we didn't make the first list, didn't make the first cut, etc. But St. Matthias is kind of the patron of those who are in those types of situations because he reminds us that it was, again, part of God's plan. Jesus knew that St. Matthias would be the one that would be the alternate that would be chosen. We, of course, don't hear of St. Matthias in the gospel accounts in the same ways that we hear of the other apostles, but it makes very clear in the first reading that he was with the followers from an early time. He would have had that exposure firsthand to Jesus as well. I sometimes wonder if Jesus might have ever once in a while given him a wink or known that he was going to be one of those who would have been chosen as that alternate. It's something that I think can help us in any of those places where we can sometimes, again, experience that rejection or feel that we haven't made that first list, to pray especially for St. Matthias's intercession in those ways. And as we hear in today's gospel, we hear of a very powerful line. Remain in my love. As we prepare in these last few days before Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is the one who especially helps us to be able to remain in love, to remain in the love that God has for us, and to remain in love for each other. It's not easy to remain in love. It's probably one of the hardest parts of what our Lord is teaching in today's gospel. Because there's a lot of things that can take us out of remaining in that love of God. There can be ways that sometimes people will hurt us, sometimes will reject us, will frustrate us, will make us angry, etc. Various things and sins, temptations, etc., that knock us out of a place of what's called abiding or remaining in love. But the Holy Spirit is the person of the Trinity that especially helps us to abide in that connection with God, to continue to be in that place of love. So if we ever feel disconnected from God, disconnected from God's love for us, or struggling to love someone else, it's very powerful to pray a prayer to the Holy Spirit. The simplest version, again, being just come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Help me. Help me to abide in that place of where you love me. Help me to abide in that place of loving others as well. And for especially our Regina Mater students, I know that some of you are coming to the end of your time here with Regina Mater and that you're preparing for graduation and going on to your next stage in life, especially for those who will be graduating. I encourage you especially to foster and to expand your relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us, especially when we're going through a moment of transition in our life and preparing for the next step of our journey. Always, when people go through transitions, I invite them, pray to the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to be with you in those transitions that you face, and know that the Holy Spirit wants to guide you in the next stage of your journey.